563.
Authorize contract with Kemper Sports Management, Inc. for management and development at Colwood Golf Center.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. We have Trang Lam to present on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation, and John Zeller is also here for questions about the golf course.
Good afternoon.
Do you want me to do the spiel that I was given as well?
I can do it.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll be quick here. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioner. Trang Lam, Property and Business Development Manager. John Zeller is our golf director. In 2014, Parks purchased Coldwood Golf Center at around 76th and Columbia. It is approximately 40 acres. It's a 9-hole par 3 with a driving range and a clubhouse facility suitable for staging events. Since that time, we've actually had an interim contract with our contractors that provide us management services at Heron Lakes that provided us time to do a full public procurement process. We completed our procurement process for this management agreement in March of 2016. Three proposals were received and deemed responsive. A selection committee that was appointed by our Parks Director has determined that the proposal submitted by Kemper Sports Management is the most advantageous for the city and has made recommendation to our director and our commissioner in charge to award the contract to Kemper Sports. The management contract before you is a 5-year contract with a option to renew. The management services generally includes development of a business plan for Colwood, including marketing and outreach to our communities. And the outreach part is important because this is an opportunity for the smaller golf course that's in a very diverse community for us to actually get new golfers and also golfers that haven't been exposed to this type of sports before from our different types of communities out there. It also includes management of the clubhouse, restaurant, and pro shop, and then we also have a starter and marshalling service for the course. The management fee under this contract will be $60,000 a year plus an incentive fee. The incentive fee is about 10% of any positive net operating income just from the food and beverage operations. It's expected with the projections that we have right now that incentive fee can range from $5,000 to $15,000 annually, so it's not a huge chunk of money. Authorizing this contract with Kemper Sport is projected to bring in about $6.27 million in gross revenues, with projected operating expenses of about $5.82 million over the next 5 years. This will net us around about $450,000 for operating income for this contract. And that's it for my presentation. Any questions?
I had just one. When Kemper presented their proposal, it included having lottery income. Mm-hmm. And so I asked that there not be allowance for lottery machines at the mm-hmm. clubhouse. Does the contract as revised specifically call that out and say that there won't be any?
The contract does not call out that there won't be any, but does not. But it also doesn't call out that we are expecting to have some. So we've actually have left it that we aren't asking them to put any in.
Would they have to ask us if they wanted
yes.
to put something in?
Yes. Okay. So our business plan on an annual basis needs to be approved by the Parks Director.
Because it was news to me, not being a golf player, that some of our other courses, in fact, do have lottery machines in the clubhouse, and so I'm going to be looking into that.
Is there any provision in this agreement for ensuring that there be healthy food options as part of the food service?
We don't specifically have that, but we can definitely have a conversation with them as we're developing the business plan for this facility and yeah. others.
Yeah, a few years ago, you know, we started asking our partners that used park spaces for festivals and mm-hmm. for events that they have a healthy food option. Obviously, we're not telling people what they have to buy or eat, and we know there's a big audience out there for snow cones and for cotton candy. But we sort of required that there be a healthy choice, and I'd like to just put that marker down that whatever food service, there's a healthy choice, whether it's a salad or a locale or something, as we move towards promoting healthier lifestyles.
Great idea. Thank you.
All right. Other questions or suggestions? Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Does anyone want to speak on this item? And I understand it was actually filed as an emergency ordinance but not noted so on the calendar. Is that right?
Correct. We left off the asterisk,
so
but it is an emergency.
I move an emergency clause, Mayor.
It already has one. It's the asterisk was
just
left off.
So we don't have to take a motion. We could just vote on it now. Let's do.
Okay, Council, just before we do that, I want to call to your attention that John Zoller is going to be retiring and thank him for his service.
How can that be?
Am I correct on that? I keep telling people that parts of people
oh,
are
true.
Retiring. Did I do it again?
That wasn't a hint.
First Commissioner Saltzman and now you. We're full of surprises here.
Yeah, everybody's retiring and not being told. All right. All right. Let's vote, please.
Fish.
I'm not a golfer. When I was younger, I used to caddy. But I understand that it's a sport that people love. And I'm proud that the action we took years ago preserved this opportunity at Colwood. And I'm pleased that you're moving forward with a model that ensures that it be a self-contained business, as golf is, and offers more choices to people who love to play golf. So congratulations. Aye.
Saltzman?
Good work, and congratulations to Kemper Sports also for doing a good job. Aye.
I'm very excited about the new model for Colwood, and I do thank John Zoller. I'm getting very tired. We've been here for 3.5 hours now, so... However, you don't often come to council, and yet you do a lot of great work managing our golf courses, and so I really appreciate the work that you do. Thanks also to Trang Lam for her excellent work on contracting and procurement services. Very proud of our parks team and look forward to having a new kinds of golfers coming to Colwood, and already the community, the clubhouse is serving as a community center for the Cully neighborhood, and so that's very exciting. Aye.
Hale.
Four. Okay.